The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
I can't hear anything.
It's Monday morning.
Okay,
good morning.
Let me turn it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Can you hear you?
I just feel really good about the whole balance of the mic this morning.
Okay.
Which is a miracle on Monday.
Good morning. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our our producers have to come back in here and kind of fix things up with
me. Well, you know, we have all these shows on the weekend, and we're happy
to
have Christine back.
We have hundreds of shows on the weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was back last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is the 9th of September, 7:05 in the morning.
October.
And, well, that's what I meant. 9th of October.
Let's start from the very beginning.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christine is at the helm. Good morning, morning, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And how
I'm
are you?
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I feel myself way better after the surgery.
Yeah. She. Can I tell them what it was?
Of course.
She had her gallbladder removed. So that is right, right?
I don't know why I feel easier, because I have less organs or because I have less pain.
It's probably because of
pain. Yeah, we have a girlfriend that we spent over the weekend time with. And it does your dietary, everything you intake and how your body functions is different. But leading up to it, you probably will know in the next year, oh my gosh, that happened because of that, because your gallbladder wasn't functioning as it should be. So, you know, it's one of those organs that if it's not working, you know what I mean.
All right, now Anne Marie's going to call in at 7:15, talk about what's going on this week. Community calendar.
Okay.
Brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance on Mistletoe. The, but let's hit the weather and talk about a phone call we got, which made no sense at first.
Right. Okay, Columbus Day. That is today. Some people will have a holiday off. We weren't sure whether, you know, Monday's their pickup trash day. So,
banks
you know,
closed.
Actually, but the, with the, but the, you know, garbage pickup is happening today. So, if you're listening to this and you didn't put it out, I don't know if it's too late by now. But anyway, Columbus Day, chance of showers today between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Walking out this morning, I could feel it in the air. Increasing clouds with high near 70. Looks like that's all it's going to be today is 70. So I know that yesterday I was working on my closet, you know, switching things out, doing my cleanup bag about what is going to be donated, etc. So tonight we have increasing clouds as well, with our overnight lows of 58. Tuesday calls for showers, mainly after 11. Cloudy skies with a high near 64. Can you believe that, you guys? Tomorrow, chance of showers and slight chance of showers again. Tomorrow night with our overnight lows of 48.
48?
48 tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, it's only going to be 70. Sunny and 70. So we feel those trees, we see the trees, we feel the air, it's fall. Overnight lows Wednesday night of 52. Thursday calls for sunny with the highs again up to 78, overnight lows of 53. And then Friday, partly sunny with a high near 76. So we're not getting cool, but these next couple days coming up are going to be in those lower temperatures. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, that's Shasta Gas Propane. It's a locally owned business where it's a veteran owned business, by the way, locally owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always be thinking about this winter. Pre-plan, folks. We don't know what we're going to be coming up against, and that's 365-3793. Carl.
Okay. So we get a phone call from the parents. You know, they take their annual trip. They're only 92 and 90. That's all. The hardest part on COVID was for them wasn't getting COVID, though I don't know if they did or not. It was they canceled all their trips.
Right.
And it really, really, they were really unhappy about it. So we just had to do things like take them around and or go around with them and all these things and local stuff. Anyway, we get this cryptic phone call that says, hey, kids, we're okay. And that's it.
Yeah, they said we're at Etsy.
And then Linda's brother called. Etsy, you were okay.
Yeah.
And Linda's brother calls at 9:30 last night. Now, have you ever had a phone call after 9 o'clock that was okay? I never have.
And he said, Linda, did you hear from Mom?
And when I heard that.
And at that point, we hadn't because the voicemail that went into my was like a 7.
You don't check your.
It was like a spam number. It said New Jersey 768 something. You know, we get all kinds of spam. I didn't look at it till this morning and thought, well, maybe she used him as the point of, you know, the point of reference to get a call. We're okay.
Here's the phone call. We're at C, we're okay. And we look at each other and I said, wasn't Israel supposed to be part of this? And we said, and Linda goes, gosh, I think so. And I said, well, heck, you know what? It was probably late in the trip and all that. What day were they doing Israel?
Okay, so Alexandria, Egypt was supposed to be Friday. Saturday was Egypt. Sunday would have been Jerusalem and Israel.
Jerusalem. So they would have been pulling in on
right in
Sunday,
the middle of it.
Sunday morning to go to Jerusalem. And I said, I said, well, it kicked off on Saturday. And I said, I'm pretty sure they were at sea. And, you know, even a cruise line would probably say, well, we'll just skip Israel this time because there's 5,000 rockets have flown in there and it's a full-scale war starting.
No, but
they did. They did.
But let's on a, you know, so they're in the middle of that. That can happen whenever you travel, wherever you go. But the thing is that as we know of it, the call came in saying, we're at sea, we're okay. Oh, we get home on the 14th.
I'm sure
we'll tell you what happened. We'll tell you later what happened. Now, the prayers.
I'm sure that the ship was making everything they had available to the passengers so the passengers could get to the their families and tell them.
Yeah, keep it vague because they must know in advance before they go into it like a war zone. But, you know, my God, the prayers and the families. Today I couldn't help but get out of my mind about people. You know, we have some friends, like we have an Israeli doctor friend. And my heart's just like, oh, my God, her family, her people.
It was in the Israeli Defense Force, too.
Yeah. And so, you know, a call or a wish will go out to her later today just to say we're thinking about you, prayer over you. But the other thing is that when I think about, you know, going over there and doing like a music festival and, you know, you go to the Holy Land because it's a dream. It's been a dream of mine to go there. I know it always has been like on the list to go to Egypt and go to the Holy Land. And so, you know, people over there doing a music festival and they're kidnapped and tortured and it's like,
were a German couple who were there because this is the last of the big, Holy Day celebrations that the Israelis have. It was also on, I'm not positive about this, and I'm going to check my facts here, but I've read it was on the 50th anniversary of the battle in the Sinai when Israel was almost conquered if the Egyptians had taken the bridges.
Now,
there's a lot of
speculation. There's a lot of all kinds of news agencies reporting. And so, you know, what's really transpired, but one that stuck with me this morning because I couldn't sleep. I got up. So I don't know before,
wasn't
way
about,
before,
was,
early.
Yeah, it wasn't about.
And,
this
yeah, it was. I was thinking about just, you know, feeling the pain. And, so I guess my point is, I kind of lost my track of thought there for a minute. I am walking on fumes today.
It's
just the speculation of us really not knowing what's going on. But the main thing that stays with me is that Israel intelligence had no idea about this threat coming their way.
And the Mossad is one of the better intelligence agencies. Why it's dangerous for why Israel declares all-out war, which they did, they declared war on Hamas, is that there's no place to run in Israel. There's no place, like in Ukraine, when the Russians came across, they had this huge expanse of ground to be able to pull back and start fighting. And it buys you time. It buys you time. When in Israel, it takes you can get across the country on a donkey in a day, practically. So anyway, Hamas launched, Hamas is saying 5,000 rockets. Israelis are saying that was like 2,200. The death toll is, well over 700 and thousands wounded. And then now 400 Palestinians, at least 400 Palestinians are dead as Israel pounds Gaza with airstrikes. Citizens of Israel, we're at war, not our operation, not in rounds, at war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a video message shortly after the militant group Hamas, which controls the coastal enclave of Gaza, fired the barrage of rockets and sent gunmen into Israel in a multi-pronged attack, including a sea assault.
Well, the update is that between the two, between it's 1,200, there would be between and nine Americans.
Nine Americans killed, others captured, they are believed.
700 in Israel and more than 500 in Gaza at this point.
Yep. And Hamas has said that Iran has helped them plan it. Now, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the $6 billion that we released to the Iranians by President Biden. And they're saying is that, oh, no, it was going through a third country and only to – and on, this is what the Biden administration says. It's going through a third country and only for humanitarian missions. Once the money's in Iran or the or their, quote, humanitarian missions, you don't know where it goes to. I really don't believe it. I really believe that.
We do have to take a break. When we come back, we will be taking hopefully our update of what's happening this week on the calendar. We've got more to cover about what happened this weekend here in Reading and some other news updates right here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Good Monday morning. This is your talk radio on KCNR1460.com streaming as well.
And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Why do you like this place, Linda?
Well, I like it because they've been very good to us. You know how that works. They've been really, really good to us. They made our wedding rings. We've been going to them for over, 15, 16 years. We knew Leonard, who was the owner, and he sold it to Rebecca and her husband, and it's a family-owned run thing, and so you're going to get a real shot at honesty, appraisals, fixing your, you know, estate pieces that mean something to you, not switching out stones. It can happen to me. It's happened before in bigger stores that are, you know, maybe nation chains, that kind of thing. So I like that. I think you need to shop local and stay local, and that's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Right. Okay, on the phone is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. Okay, Anne Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hello.
Well, let's hear what you have on your calendar update for this week.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this past week, we had family visiting us, and one of the things we did was we went to the American Cancer Society Discovery Shop in Redding. Now, as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and going on now through October 14th, the American Cancer Society Discovery Shop is doing a special promotion as part of their October donation campaign. If you make a $25 donation, you will get 25% off your purchases for 14 days, 2 weeks. Our local American Cancer Society Reading Discovery Shop is located at 1313 Hartnell Avenue. For more information, call 530-221-3970. I also want to give a shout out to Floyd and all the volunteers and workers that are so dedicated to this cause. I also want to mention that this week, October 8th through 14th, is Fire Prevention Week. And the theme this year is Cooking Safety Starts With You. According to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking is the leading cause of home fires, with nearly half, 49%, of all home fires involving cooking equipment. Are you in the mood for Taco Tuesday tomorrow? Join the Sons of the American Legion for Taco Tuesday at the American Legion Post 746, located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. Your choice of pork or chicken, $3 each or $10 for four tacos. The event starts at 3 p.m. Are you looking to adopt a dog or a cat this month? Check out the Haven Humane Society Pet Adoption Booth at PetSmart, located at 1336 Hilltop Drive in Reading. The event runs Wednesdays through Sundays from 11 to 3:30 p.m. And for more information on the Humane Society, visit havenhumane.org or call 530-241-1653. This coming Friday, October 13th, we send special birthday wishes out to the United States Navy. The Navy is our second oldest service branch. If you are looking for a fun Friday or Saturday evening out with a spooky seasonal theme, check out the Night Corn Maze at Nash Ranch, located at 10925 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. The haunted Night Corn Maze runs from darkness, usually around 8 p.m., to 11 p.m. The cost is $8 per person. For more information on the Friday and Saturday Night Corn Maze, call 530-933-4574. Or check them out on Facebook at Nash Ranch. On Saturday, October 14th, you can check out the 2023 NorCal Golden Palooza from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive. This event is designed to help bring together the Golden Retriever community for a day of fun, while raising funds and awareness for the NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue. According to the group's website, the 8th annual NorCal Golden Palooza is expected to have over 300 dogs in attendance. For more information, visit ngrr.org. Are you looking for an event for the kiddos? Check out the 6th annual Halloween Children's Carnival on Saturday, from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 4309 Valencio Street in Shasta Lake City at the American Legion Post 720. Come in costume for a chance of winning the best costume contest. There will be all sorts of games, prizes, hot dogs, pizza, and raffles. Children under 16 will receive 5 free game tickets and a free hot dog meal. Additional game tickets will be available to purchase at the event. Also on Saturday, October 14th, look for the 21st annual Alyssa's Wings of Angels Pasta Feed Fundraiser from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Lodge, located at 4850 Cedars Road in Reading. Tickets are $15 for adults and $8 for children 12 and under. Tickets are available at the door or online at aawoa.com. And you can view even more events happening this week online at kcnr1460.com. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Oh, thank you, Anne Marie.
That was really well-rounded.
Thank you.
That was all over the place, and it's a good thing to be all over the place. We've got so much going on in Reading, and thanks so much, Anne-Marie.
You are most welcome. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
And our community calendar is brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Now, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring and compassionate community. is Shasta Regional Medical Center, but some of the things that they're doing is they've got their teaching university or teaching college, their teaching hospital now
right.
with 13 new residents, and that's going to go, and they're going to be here for 3 years, and then next year another 10 or 12 show up, and next year another 10 or 12 show up. So, I mean, you're talking about a total of 25, 30 doctors in Reading, working at Shasta Regional, at the Veterans Administration, at Reading Rancheria, and specialist in town is a specialist that we have right here in Reading. And what a great way to introduce doctors to our area. I've talked to two of them that came out on the show, and they love it here. One's from New York, and one's from India. They both love it here. Hopefully that when they see what a great place we have to live and to send our kids to school and the beautiful, beautiful ambiance that we have, that they're going to want to stay or maybe go get their specialties and come back. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5 and the letter K.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of October. It is 7:34 in the morning. It's going to be cool today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. When we say locally owned, local board of directors, we truly mean that because this weekend
we had a big personal experience.
Yeah, the for some reason, and I found out later, my one of my cards, I couldn't use one of my cards, and you know I was trying to run it down, and it was a Friday night, and Saturday morning, and the bank's closed and it's closed today. And I just, you know, I was trying to find it out and I was having a problem. So here's what happens when you have a locally owned, locally operated bank. The CEO of the bank is Matt Mosley. We've known Matt for 10 or 12 years, or no, it's longer than that, it's like 14 years. He was with another bank that gave us a loan to start our station. So, but I didn't know what number to call. So who do I call? I call Mimi Mosley, his mom.
You were locked out. You got locked out.
I was locked out of my account because I was trying to get into it on my phone.
Cell phone,
and for
right.
some reason, it would kick it back out because it didn't recognize phone. And then it locked me out of the system totally.
And so you
totally.
Had 3 days of, like, we had to get into the account.
Yeah, I just had to make sure nothing was happening to the account. So I call Mimi. And she says, okay, well, like, Five minutes later, we're shopping, and I get a phone call, and it's Matt. He said, what's going on? And I told him, he says, let me call you back. And within 10 minutes, he calls me back. He says, okay, I found out what happened. They thought there had been a fraud on the account last week. Did you remember getting a text? I said, yeah, but I thought I'd answer it back, saying, yeah, that was me. And anyway, he said, well, that's why your card was because of a possible fraud. And that makes total sense. And then he said, but don't worry. He said, your card's back, and you can get back in the system. And he says, now you have my phone number, so you don't have to call mom anymore. Well, it's the only problem we've ever had, so I said, well, I probably won't call you. But that's when you're doing business with a local bank, my friend.
Yeah, and then
this is why. Plus, they give great service, and
that's
they're
it.
A super
Look
bank.
Look at that.
They're
I mean,
a
hello.
Super bank. Four branches, one in Anderson, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding. What else can you say is do business with a local
well,
bank.
You know the people. You know, it's so funny because we had this conversation with friends over the weekend about, she goes, I'm just not ready. You know, a lot of people they know, we talk about it all the time here on the station, how people are leaving California. And they said,
fleeing
California. Yeah, leaving, moving, uprooting, and leaving to other areas, other states. And so she just said, you know, flat out, she goes, I just don't have it in me to start all over. Get my, you know, you get your peeps. You know, you get your doctors, you get your mechanics, you get your air conditioning people, you get the things that, you know, your window, the people that come and do the work that help you sustain your life. You know, with us, we talk about, you know, who you have that do your hair. I know that sounds trivial in the big picture, but it's the mechanism of your life. And if you don't have to, take a job elsewhere, you know, you really start to reflect on where am I now? And we, what holds us here in Reading is the community and our friends. Our friends in the community and the community. And the community has become, many have become our friends. Really like our circle. And so thank you so much. Again, to pick up the phone and call the president of the bank's mom and say, we are in this situation. We don't know what else to do here. We need some help because we're talking to another place that we can't understand. They can't do anything. We're just a number. And they made it happen for us. It's just a beautiful thing. And we both said, you know, if we moved to Tennessee or we moved to Idaho or we moved to Texas where everybody's going, we'd say, oh, we'd just be standing in line like a couple other older people.
Hey, if you missed the Stillwater powwow, don't worry, it'll be back next year. But wow,
it went all weekend long.
We went there on Saturday and were there for the grand entry and walking around and seeing all the neat things happening. And the grand entry was just beautiful. And the dancing, the drumming, the singing, it was fantastic.
And people come from all over the
and
country.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah, people come from all over the country. So the beautiful thing was is that, you know, Saturday evening, I said, we joined some friends. We came out. You could see the LED. I guess there's new lighting in that arena, and you could see it like a major rock concert was going on. And the drumming. And when we got home, I don't know what time they stopped, but you could hear the chanting and the drumming across the skies. It was just, it's so beautiful and so awesome and so cultural. And today, again, we used to be calling this Columbus Day, and if you want to call it still there, but, you know, there was a bill signed that it's Indigenous Peoples Day, and that is celebrating all peoples, Native American peoples, and their histories and cultures today as well. So what a great time to couple with the fact that the powwow was this weekend.
You know, the it's just another example of things that are going on that in our area. And Anne Marie could go on; she could go on for an hour. I really believe this. Oh, 30 minutes about things that are happening each week. Like you've got some tickets now for.
I have three different plays to give tickets to. Now, later on in the program, we're going to have Shasta College, and it's always wonderful to see, you know, Peter Griggs, who heads up the promotion department and advertising and all things to help Shasta College branch out into the community to let you know what's going on. He'll bring in people who are attending and is also professors, et cetera. And I'm always fascinated. There's never been a bore. It's always been interesting. First of all, education and growth is interesting, but these people who totally love it, and they're not just on the air going, buh, buh, buh. I mean, they are, like, into it. So that's a thrill. So at Shasta College in the theater department, there is a show called The Wolves. And, you know, that's going to be about soccer and kind of, you know, be a kind of a contemporary what's happening now play. So we've got two tickets for the Shasta College play, which goes until the 21st or the 22nd. We also have two tickets for Jekyll and Mr. Hyde opening at the Riverfront Playhouse. And let's see, those go to October 22nd as well. So if you want to go see Jekyll and Hyde at Riverfront, you can call for two vouchers. And lastly, that's 605-4567. And lastly, we will have two tickets. And these are, like, you can't come get the tickets. I've got to get your information. So if you call Christina, get their information and their phone number, because I have to send that to Nancy Hill. That's two tickets to go to the Rocky Horror Show, which goes to October 28th. So there's three different shows. Hopefully there's three different callers, and you can go to these wonderful plays that are happening in the North State. We've got great things, and what a beautiful month, October, where you can go out and enjoy some of the festivities.
So much to do, so little time. they're bringing in their nursing department today from Shasta College and one of their students, so we can talk about this very successful program that they've got, and that'll be at 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst owns this business, and he's the man. He's been doing this for over 20 years. If there's anything about windshield repairs that's been invented, Jeff knows about it. He may have invented part of it himself. Who knows? He's truly from the old school. Another locally owned, locally operated company, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down, car, truck, RV, bring it down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Or you can drive in without an appointment. If he has the time, he will take care of you right then. It's a veteran-owned business, and again, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Ooh. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Yeah, that makes me want to get up and dance. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh. Welcome back to our morning show on Monday. How are you today?
I wanted you to sing along.
When I'm close, in good voice.
I was close. I was singing solo. Solo, you couldn't hear me.
So,
this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, which is the way you like me to sing. We're in church. And I'm just, man, I am making a joyful noise to the Lord. Well, it's to the Lord, but nobody else around
right.
me. Only the joyful noise to the Lord, then he recognizes what I'm doing. But you're saying you have no pitch. I'm not even sure what is pitch?
I'll have to look that up and say that's a term of, you know, when
being able to stay on key and all that.
When you hear pitch perfect, somebody can go C, they hit a C.
Yeah, so they're staying on key.
Yeah, I'm not pitch perfect by all means, but I can tell you that Pat always makes a comment. I've been doing some of my songs for so long in my brain, I can hit the note before he hits the chord and know that's the key I'm in. And he's like, oh, you do that every day. Well, I don't have 2,000, 3,000 songs like he does. I mean, I've been doing some of the same, you know, in the American Songbook. Anyway, observances in October, which is today, National Leif Erikson Day. That's what, you know, was the first known European to have set foot in the continent of North America 500 years before Christopher Columbus.
Viking.
Here's one you'll love. National Moldy Cheese Day.
Why would I like that one?
Well, because really good cheese, you can just cut that stuff off, you know. Here's another one we all need to know about. National Kick Butts Day.
National Kick Butts.
It says kick butts. That's being observed in many gyms, and I'm sure.
I see. You mean like it's like an athletic endeavor.
Yes, yeah.
As opposed to going out and starting a fight. I'm going to kick your butt.
There's like nine today. National Online Bank Day.
Well, mine works now.
And, of course, we know it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Another one, World Post Day, celebrates on the 9th of October every year to raise awareness among people about the role of the postal sector for people and businesses every day.
Cool.
This is also Canadian Thanksgiving, celebrated in the second Monday in October and statutory except in Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island. And Health Sports Day. I just, you know, am I filling time? No, I just thought some of these things were kind of interesting.
Governor Newsom is getting closer to running for president. Now, you're saying, how could he run for president? This weekend, somebody gave me the...
how it can happen?
How it can happen.
Okay.
6 months before they get to the national convention, President Biden says, you know, I'm going to step down. And then we have Kamala for president for 6 months. And then at the Democratic National Convention, Gavin Newsom steps up and says, I'm the man. Now, will that happen? Nobody knows. But it's a, you know, plausible, it's a plausible scenario. But anyway, Gavin Newsom just vetoed a state bill seeking to legalize some naturally occurring psychedelics after it passed the legislature last month. And the reason it passed the legislature so easily is that most of them are on it. They wanted to allow people 21 years older to possess, transport, or plant a certain amount of magic mushrooms, saying that, you know, for personal use, much like marijuana, I guess, because they've demonstrated that such hallucinogens can help relieve people suffering from certain conditions.
Now, before
what Newsom said was, he vetoed it. He said, before you pass this, you ought to have a regulated treatment guidelines replete with dosing information, therapeutic guidelines, rules to prevent against exploitation, you know, there should be some rules to go along with this and this is Senator Wiener again, who wants to stop bear hunting and everything else in California. And so of course he says, so folks who benefit from this non-addictive substance remain classified as criminals, much as many of your Second Amendment people are. But what the head of the sheriff's organization said, even his own use of his examples from these two universities that were studying this have said it should only be under the care of a doctor, mm-hmm. in a controlled situation, mm-hmm. not just go out and get your magic mushrooms and chew on them and make sure, you know, so it'll make you feel better. Gavin vetoes magic mushrooms law.
I just want to say that, you know, they have a mushroom festival. I think it's in Dunsmuir. And
I don't think it's that kind, is it?
I don't know if they have anything mushroom, like all things mushrooms, like, you know, what you grow in the forest and what you, you know, chop up and put in, you know, the different properties. But I would think that there would be some mushroom enhanced in those mushroom festivals that, you know, as far as what they can do legally. But I've been reading more about and hearing more about the treatment in a natural way rather than pharmaceutical, that have, they have properties that help with certain psychological, I don't know if you call them disorders, you know, maybe anxiety and depression. I'm not really sure because I haven't studied that much on it. But I've been hearing in certain circles in fields that are outside of, you know, practicing within the FDA rules, that are studying this kind of thing and practicing some of it with themselves. Not to go sit in a room with a lava lamp and get high. That's not what I'm talking about. But the properties. So before we really cast judgment on it, is there something that grows in the earth that possibly is better than some chemically induced drug
But that's what they said.
Yes.
They said in a controlled environment with people who know what they're doing, there have been cases where it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But on something like this, it just said anybody 21 years of age or older can plant and grow magic mushrooms mm-hmm. for their own use, which, you know, is just, you know, maybe some people would do that, but other people would probably be out there selling it on the streets. It's that crazy time of the year again.
What?
This guy in a Speedo ran out onto the field during the Orioles-Rangers game. So they got a photo of this guy. He's wearing just a Speedo. It says, "Virginity Rocks." Now, I'm not sure how big this guy is, but there's three policemen around him. Okay. And they've got him. I swear, he looks like he is a short 12-year-old, because the policemen around him, each one of them's got to be a foot and a half taller than him. And this guy's got his beard and his socks on and his virginity rock Speedo. So,
Well, what did you think about the games this weekend?
He's very small. He's a small guy.
Did you watch the games this weekend? Some of them.
I don't watch any game totally. I was just kind of like, see. I wanted to see what the Chiefs would do against Minnesota, and I wanted mm-hmm. to see the Eagles play because our granddaughter is such in love with the Eagles.
Oh, your kids? Are you kidding? I mean, that's the Eagle territory would have been.
Then I wanted to
our
see
son-in-law.
I tell you what. For the longest time, I wouldn't touch the 49ers, but they've undergone a transformation, I think. I didn't like them just because of who they were, and they live in San, you know, anyway. But this young man, Brock Purdy, has not lost a game yet. He is the highest rated quarterback in the league, I believe. And they took Dallas apart last night, and Dallas was like 3-1. Everybody expected this to be, you know, a real tight game. And Kelsey, who hadn't scored a touchdown in the last three games, caught three of them last night. And guess who wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I take that all back. Kittle, who had not caught a touchdown pass in the last three games, got three of them last night.
Oh, good.
And, you know, he's just, you know, he's a wild man. But they, the 49ers just took them apart. And, you know, so you watch that for like two quarters, and you know what it's going to mm-hmm. be. So I switched over to rewatching Lonesome Dove, which is, to me, one of the very, very best offerings that TV has ever put out there.
And you're not alone. I think that, and I don't know about women as much. I'd be curious to reach out to our listening audience and know that, because I think men of a certain age, I don't think it's a younger generation, but they find solace in you know, like the whole Western genre, obviously Lonesome Dove is that for you, as well as what's the famous one that Val Kilmer was in?
Tombstone.
Tombstone. You know, that there's certain people that can, you know, recite every line that's in the movie. And there's something about, again, I know my dad likes to watch Westerns. He watched John Wayne Westerns that John Ford made movies over and over and over again, as well as you. And I'm sure we've talked to several friends that we know that just love to wind down with a Western. I don't know. Ladies? Our other opposite sex, I'm wondering what is it. I know for me, I like to watch, I do watch a lot of foreign, films, a lot of foreign series. So I'm curious, like, what our listeners like to, when you're watching a movie or you're watching, you know, series, what are you into? So we're always opening the chat pack for that, or give us a call. But okay, coming up, we've got Shasta College.
And for the second day in a row, the Record Searchlight has not one story, not one story about what's happening in Israel. They didn't have it Saturday, Sunday, or today. This is the third day. Not one story about Hamas attack into Israel. Isn't that interesting? We'll be right back.
The U.S. is coming to Israel's aid, sending military assets, munitions, and heavy arms to its longtime ally. But the Biden administration is facing Republican criticism. The president is partially to blame for the deadly attack on Israel.
Several 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls point to Joe Biden's recent decision to release $6 billion in blocked Iranian funds to free five detained Americans. But the White House pushed back fiercely against the GOP criticism, noting that the unfrozen money has yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A short time ago, the European Union announced it is immediately suspending aid payments to the Palestinians. Mack Truck union workers have gone on strike.
In a letter to Volvo Trucks, the parent company for Mack, United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says that results of a count on Sunday found 73% of workers voted against a tentative five-year contract agreement. Mack Trucks President Stephen Roy says the company is surprised and disappointed that the union chose to strike.
Correspondent Jennifer King. The UAW represents about 4,000 Mack workers in Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 123 points, the Nasdaq off 119. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer has told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a meeting that he is very disappointed by China's failure to strongly condemn the recent Hamas attack on Israel and shows sympathy for the country and its people. Schumer is leading a delegation of six senators to China this week. The delegation includes three Democrats and three Republicans and is the first visit by U.S. lawmakers since 2019. Comes at a time of growing friction between Beijing and Washington. As far as the war is concerned, a Chinese foreign ministry statement called on both sides to exercise restraint and immediately end hostilities. Flooding triggered by heavy monsoon rains in Myanmar's southern areas has displaced more than 10,000 people, disrupting traffic on the rail lines that connect the country's biggest cities. A senior official at the Ministry of Social Welfare says constant rainfall resulted in heavy flooding. News and analysis, townhall.com. A possible leak has shut down a Baltic Sea gas pipeline.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday local time, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operators given no reason for the suspected leak, and it's investigating together with its Estonian partner. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A senior Taliban delegation is visiting western Afghanistan in the wake of the powerful earthquake that killed at least 2,000 people and flattened entire villages. Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit a densely populated area, was followed by strong aftershocks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, or you can hop into our chat room the same way. Today, the 9th of October, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Linda's here.
So glad to have you back. Thanks for, you know, always playing such great music. Well, good morning. Today we have chance of showers. Our highs will be 70, between 8 and 2, increasing clouds with a high near 70 as well. It's what we're saying. We have about 50% chance of precipitation, increasing clouds, and tonight looks like we're going to be around 58. Tuesday, looks like we have showers, mainly after 11 a.m., with, guess what, tomorrow's our 64. That's as high as we're going to get tomorrow, so you know that's kind of like, wow, we haven't been there before. Chance of showers and a slight chance of showers tomorrow night. Overnight lows of 48. Then we come back up on sunny, with a sunny day on Wednesday with about 70, overnight lows of 52. Thursday, sunny skies again with a high of 78, overnight lows of 53. And Friday, partly sunny with a high of 76. Yep, that's it. That's a great forecast. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Shasta, in Anderson at Shasta Lake, Shasta Gas
okay,
Propane.
Okay, start over again.
Our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans,
right.
They do it all.
I always do that by heart. So today I was thinking Shasta Lake, where are we? Yeah, so it was I had a little jumble of the brain.
Okay.
Thank God we have nurses in the house.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Okay. Need some brain
food
here.
If it's the second Monday of the month, it must be Shasta College. Peter Griggs has brought in another crew for us to interrogate. So good morning. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you both?
Yeah, the Renaissance man of Shasta College.
Yes. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. No, we're excited to be here, as always. And we've brought in our nursing program, so specifically our ADN. It stands for Associate Degree for Nursing. And so we have Brian and Zach here with us, and I'm excited to get a chance to hear from them.
When are we going to start pushing the Christmas tree?
Christmas trees, we actually have our farm coming in next month,
ooh,
right? So we can talk to them about that. But, yes, we
have
the very best in our existence. One we cut from way up in the mountains, and it turned out it was 4 feet too tall.
Yeah, we didn't know. It looked good out there amongst all the other ones.
Yeah, we had to keep cutting it down. But then we got the one from Shasta College. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Right height, symmetrical, didn't drop didn't drop its little needles or anything. It was full, the perfect tree, and I don't remember what kind it was because I'm going to be out there again, unfortunately, with one of your students who has to pull out every tree and I'm going to look at it. And I'm going, nah, that one's off just 2 inches on that side. Here, let's get another one.
So an hour later, he's laying on the ground in the mud, and I got your second or third student at that point, and they're pulling them out three at a time, and I'm looking, okay, no, this is it.
Yeah. Those VAG students do a phenomenal
job. They do.
In reality, it took like 5 minutes, and I was out, in and out. Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard my comment this morning, but when we started, I was telling our listeners that, you know, we always love our Shasta College moment because I don't care what organization or what department it is. We go away with incredible knowledge, and we love the fact that everybody's really into it while they're there. The teachers are into it. You don't have this monotone, blah, 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 I had to be here today. I mean, everybody's like into it, like they got plugged in, love what they do. And there's something that's on fire about that. Education, mind expansion, loving what you do. And so let's go right to Brian Busk, who is the ADN program director. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Linda.
And what is ADN? Help us with that.
Okay, that stands for Associate Degree in Nursing. And when you get that degree, it's associates out of the community college. You are eligible to become a registered nurse, sit for the exam by the Board of Registered Nursing called the NCLEX exam. And if you pass that exam, you become a registered nurse.
I think that's how our daughter did it in New Mexico.
Oh,
now,
okay.
The building down here that is expanding, because you're going to expand it, is that going to be for all the medical down here on
Market Street?
On Market Street. Or I know they have dental in there. Do they have also nursing in there?
Oh, yeah, nursing. Yeah, nursing's in there. We also have the physical therapy assistant program, which we just graduated our first program last year, and it just got accreditation for it, which we're very proud of. We also have the licensed vocational nursing in there as well, the certified nursing assistants, and medical assisting in that building.
Well, that explains it, because I thought I was just going to, you know, try them out to see if they'd hurt, you know, learned anything. So I waited a bunch of them in their little blue scrubs were coming by, and I fell on the ground and started twitching. And one of them said, look in his mouth, because they have the dental student.
They're the dental ones.
And then the other one says, let me adjust his leg and massage it. And I went, any nurses in this group? No. So they helped me up and sent me on my way.
Gotcha. And the nurses were in green colors.
Oh, okay, good.
Where
now
the
we
green
know that.
Was. Now you know.
That's
now,
the scrub?
Yeah, there's the scrub.
Okay, got
I
it.
Will wait until I see the green guy and then do my thing just to see what happens.
Plus they have this, like, big, you know, ticket, like, plastic laminate on them. That, yeah. So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about yourself. We always love to get, because we're in the radio, people are driving to work, they're in and out. Tell us about yourself, how you got involved in becoming a nurse, and did you grow up here, et cetera?
Well, I am originally from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
Okay, and I was born in Turlock, and my parents moved there in 1967. In fact, we just sold my mother's place last year after being there for 55 years.
Yeah.
In the house I grew up
in. Turlock, wow. Yeah. In 67, that was a good time to be in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was a
in
good time.
In that area.
We were a good area.
I lived in that area in 67.
Yeah. This is a good time.
It was a cool town.
Yeah.
It really was a cool town.
Yeah, I was in Fremont, the South End.
I love it. All great.
Yeah, and then at the age of 17, I graduated from high school, and I decided to go on to the university, and I decided to a small Christian university in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called Oral Roberts University.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's not that small.
Well, it's about 4,000.
Oh,
compared
really?
To everybody. Yeah, really, it's kind of a small place.
I thought they had, like, thousands of students. That
they have thousands of followers.
Well,
but
But so I actually went there in 1979. I wanted to be a nurse even at that young age, and I graduated in 1983 with my bachelor's of science in nursing, and I stayed in Tulsa for 5 more years. And while I was in Tulsa, I decided to go get my master's of science in nursing, and I graduated with that in 1986. So my specialty in nursing is actually gerontological nursing and nursing administration.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was there, and then in 1988, some things kind of happened. I decided to move back to California just for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at a hospital. I thought, I'm going to move back home to Oklahoma and stuff. And then I met somebody who was an RN who I said I would never marry an RN. And next thing you know it, We were engaged and got married a year and a half later. So she's my wife's an RN as well. And then we moved up here in 1995 to raise our children.
They go, okay, you know, the nurses live there.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know, we have our new neighbors across the street.
Yeah.
They're both working in nursing.
Yep.
Really?
Working nursing. And the and Marines. Marines married nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Not proportionally to the number of nurses out there in Marines. And one reason I can think of is because they both worked shifts. You know, they understood being away and all this.
Yeah.
Now, one of my friends that married a nurse, though, she was working a night shift. So they would actually have like a half an hour when she came home and he was leaving, depending on what was going on, because sometimes he was gone for a long time, too.
And the marriage lasted a long time.
It lasted 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years out of 40 ain't bad. Yeah, you know?
So Brian, going back, well, okay, so that's beautiful. And then you, so you are that big time nursing family.
Well, my wife is.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter also in the nursing program right now.
I would say that's big time.
Yeah. And then actually my grandmother was a nurse too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So is that what inspired you?
Kind of. I didn't know her because she actually died when she was very young, but I have I always remember the picture of my grandmother that my dad had, and actually, it's in my office. I have two of them that I can see all the time of my grandmother, and she actually, went to school back in Pennsylvania and she worked in New York City. So yeah, that's always kind of inspired me. It was my grandmother Busk.
Your grandmother Busk.
Yeah.
Well, and I know we have to take a break. We're learning a little bit about, you know, one of the big program director, Brian Busk, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Zach Winchell, who's a third semester ADN student. I love to hear the backgrounds, what's happening, we just love having our Shasta College moment here at 8 o'clock on our, is this the second Monday of the month?
Monday of the month. For people that were noticing the problems we were having this weekend on the air, our carrier, Shasta Beam was replacing a whole lot of equipment this weekend. At the same time they were doing that, Spectrum came in and replaced a bunch of equipment because we found out that, they had put the wrong piece of equipment in years ago. So they had to replace it after we found that it wasn't working. So that kind of that sound you would hear.
That grind.
All of this is, and I can say this about Shasta Beam, they spent hours and hours and moving equipment around, trying new pieces of equipment and everything. Then we had to come in with our IT tech and realign all of the computers. So there were some problems this weekend, but hopefully, hopefully that they got everything fixed. But I want you to know it was that our signal never wavered. It was just getting it to the right spot that was having the problems. Mm. So thank you for all the many, many phone calls and people holding me by shirt, asking me, what's going on?
Right.
And I would try to explain it. But hopefully we got it all fixed. All right. We'll be right back.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free squad play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Christina plays these great 80s and 90s. Yeah, I love that. Christina R.
Oh, the brand new music.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy built her business starting back in 1993, and she's been helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners ever since. With all the craziness going on with insurance in our state and the state of our economy, you probably would like to get a second opinion on things that you have. Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis of your retirement plans, your 401s, your insurance. She's going to help you. She treats every one of her customers as friends, and you can tell that. Our guests today come from Shasta College, and Brian Busk, who is head of the associate degree, is that right? Mm-hmm. Associate degree of nursing, and he's the program director there. And he brought with him Zach Winchell, who is in his third semester as an ADN student. So tell us about you, Zach. How did you get into nursing?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
You look like you could be a skateboarder.
I used to be, yeah, that's a good observation. I still am, actually. Unlike Brian, I was actually born down the street on the hill over there at Mercy Hospital.
Okay.
I kind of delayed my career. I'm a late start student. I graduated at Shasta High School in 03, had a whole career before I started the nursing program. And just before the pandemic, I finished up my prerequisites and then applied. But it was all recommendation from my family and my friends, all kind of pushing me to get into the healthcare industry. I started in Portland, where I was living for about a decade. My friends over there just told me to get my feet wet and become a CNA first. I wanted to be a CNA and get some skills and learn what the whole field was really like and put my put it to the test, and
yeah.
From there I decided, heck, why not go the whole way?
Well, how'd you get to Shasta College?
Well, I grew up here, and that was the local, you know, institution for learning. And so I took a couple of classes outside of high school. And after I moved back from Portland, I decided, I mean, I'm in Reading. That's the place to go, Shasta College. It's the best escape for all the, you know, the learning and educators here in town. So,
okay, so you've been you're a third semester guy.
That's
so
right.
What's that mean? You're going to graduate next semester?
Somehow I made it this far.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
Huh?
They say the end is in sight. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but it doesn't feel like it right now.
How hard was anatomy for you?
Oh, my gosh. I was in that lab a good probably 5 hours every single day of the week. It was the toughest course
I've ever taken. The toughest course. I hear that from the professionals, that is just, like, racking.
It is the foundation to everything.
Of course.
Do they have, like, cadavers over there?
They have one, but it's not really in use anymore. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. So.
Because I guess they have now man-made cadavers.
AI cadavers.
Well, man-made cadavers that are... Has all
Ooh,
the,
that
has,
hurts.
Has all the, well, most cadavers are man-made.
I know, but...
But, I mean, you know what I mean. That sure. It's got all the parts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think they're a little more expensive, too.
Mm.
But you can use them again.
Right. They're reusable. Yeah, we never had those when I was doing my prerequisites.
Mm-hmm.
We had little models for each individual organ system
right.
that we had on the tables. But I remember when I was an early student taking a tour of the college, I remember seeing the actual live human organs on tables in the anatomy room. And I peeked in with a friend who was in the class and thought, that's weird, but also that's pretty cool.
It's really important.
Hey, Brian, I bet you worked on cadavers. No?
I remember the cadavers.
Of your era. Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember them. I remember because... The school
strange?
I went to was yeah. with the medical school.
Right.
Yeah. Is that yeah. strange working on a body? You never can tell what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, you know, it was different. It was different, you know, but I could actually visualize them still.
Oh, yeah.
To this day.
Oh, yeah.
To this day.
It's called PTSD.
yeah.
No, I mean, but, you know, the reality is that you have to be, I think, there's a certain calling in life. To become a doctor or a nurse and deal in trauma, medical, a calmness that comes over you. And I can only say that I've never been hospitalized until 4 years ago, and it was during the COVID shutdown. It wasn't because of COVID, but it was during the COVID shutdown, so it was absolutely isolation in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was under whatever they were putting in my body. It was several bags of stuff. And, you know, you never know if you're in or out, you know, as far as consciousness. And to have these different nurses of 2 o'clock in the morning, and they would write their name up on the board.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then yep. you would have like a person that would change a sheet. Somebody would come in and take your blood pressure. Somebody would check your meds. And it was a rotation. And so there's a lot of trauma. Even in that experience. So to have kindness and bedside manner from a nurse is everything as far as once a procedure happens, the healing afterwards. It's
yes.
a great disposition and a great calling. So I commend both of you. And I'm sure you teach that, don't you, in your class about, like, you can't bring your bad mood to the table.
I definitely do. In fact, one of the things I emphasize also, even in the paperwork that they have to do, I have them write down what is the patient experiencing right now? How are they feeling? And what are you doing to make it better for them? Because those are the questions I ask when I'm in clinical with the students, and those are the questions that I ask on the paperwork, because they always need to be thinking about, this is a person who needs you to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
To heal.
They're in a bad spot right then. I mean, they're in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, you know, maybe their family's around them, maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just you guys that are making a difference to these people.
That's true, yeah. And we all care, and we all want to be there. And it's a difficult place to be and a difficult place to apply all of your skills and knowledge, and then also remember that they're people that are in a difficult place and just are humans that, you know, need to be loved and cared for. And
did you have, like, a certain time in your life when you went, like, maybe you asked that because I left the room for a second, but I want to, let's see, we got 2 minutes before we take this break, where you had your, I'm going, that's what I need to do. Like, I went, you know, Oprah used to call it the aha, but I like that saying, the aha moment.
You know, no one moment. I do, but it's probably not for the air. It was one of those moments that, you know, oh, okay, I can get past this. I can be a nurse. But it was kind of involving body fluids and in a patient room. But it was more of over time with going through the experiences, being there, working as a CNA, that really put me to the test and made me realize that it was for me. I remember there was this one patient that we had who was going through the stages of the end of life stages. And in those final moments, I was working on the other side of the hospital. She called me specifically and had me come over to her bedside and be with her for those final moments. And I thought that was so special. And so it changed my life. The first person that I'd been with outside of family members that really cared and wanted me to be there and be a calming presence in the final moments. So that was one of many that really put me into, you know, the I'm going to be a nurse mindset.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It is. Almost hate to break, but we do. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, from small for your backyard to large for the day, the week, the month, or just buy your new Kubota. Locally owned, locally operated store by a young couple. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, you can reach them at 530-221-6800. And they really are, it's really a great business down there. They do a lot for our community, too. They support Toys for Tots and many other nonprofits in our area. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Velilux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 on Your Talk Radio.
What's the first visual you have when you hear that song?
We're staying alive and we're talking to nurses right now.
I'm thinking of John Travolta walking down the streets in New York and his, like, bell-bottom pants and those platforms. And boom, boom, boom. I mean, that's like a visual.
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right.
Okay.
Staying alive better, also goes good with her. Well, very well.
When I think of John Travolta, I think of him in Pulp Fiction when he's dancing with Uma Thurman like that. And anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Never had my haircut anywhere else except right there since I've lived in Redding. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, and if you want to set up an appointment so it works on your schedule, you call them at 530-244-9478. However, if you're just saying, I need a haircut, and you run down there and they got an open spot, of course you can get your haircut right there. Man's last stronghold, my friends, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Shasta College and Brian Busk, who is the associate degree in nursing program director, and Zach Winchell, who is a third semester nursing student. And what's your day like, Zach?
Oh, the day-to-day life?
You've only got one semester left, right?
That's true, yeah. Right now, our weeks consist of a full day of lecture and another full day of clinical, and then the rest is spent studying like crazy. Most of our days are it's just a panic on what to learn next, how to cram more information into our skulls, and most of us work, you know, on the weekends as well, so work 2-3 days at the hospital as a phlebotomist right now.
Boy, that's an art.
Yeah.
It's a real art.
Yeah.
I mean, for those people who freak out over needles, yeah. And then they can't find you. You got to float around and just keep the calm.
True. Keep the calm. Yeah. We inflict pain every day and suck the life out of people, literally. But yeah, it's every semester is different. Third semester, it's just cramming. It's cramming.
Do you practice on each other? Like in the phlebotomist thing, you're taking blood out of each thing. Okay, I'm going to put the needle in you. Do you practice on each other?
We do. And I was the calm, collected person in my class, and they partnered me up with the least calm and collected person in the class. So when they were practicing on my hand, in my hand veins, I was sweating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do practice on each other.
Hey, Brian,
people that want to get into the class, I mean, you're limited on how many people you can take.
Yes, we are.
Is it pretty competitive?
Yes and no. So how it works is basically, if you want to be a nurse, the best thing to do is to contact one of our counselors that's specifically for nursing, and we have two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's criteria. You have to take the prerequisites, and that is basically, you know, math, English, your sciences, which is microbiology, anatomy, and physiology. And then you just have to make sure all those things are done before you go into the program to meet that you'll be able to get an associate degree when you're completed with the nursing courses and everything. And so we actually, once a year, we go ahead and open up for applications. And we have 30 spots every semester. Now, this past application period, we didn't get enough applications, and we think because we had some changes in our criteria, and so we're actually opening up a special application period January.
Oh, January.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of listening or thinking, well, career change, maybe you want to do something different, and which we hear a lot with nurses.
Yep.
People in the nursing program had careers before.
Yes, several people are second career people, especially in the associate degree nursing. Community colleges that we kind of cater to, people that are doing a second career, a lot of people. So it is competitive, but there's specific criteria. And what we've been finding, we used to have what they call a wait list or a lottery and everything. And we're finding the way we're doing it now is called multi-selection criteria, that eventually people do get in.
All right.
You know, it may take 2 or 3 years, but they can get into the program.
Now, we've been talking about the associate's degree and the health and sciences, but there's these ADN, LVN, all of these different eight N's on the end.
Yes.
Can you, I mean,
yes.
we were told, yes. you know, when you got here and it was, there was multiple N's on the end. So what are they?
Okay. So you started out, a lot of people start as nursing assistants, certified nursing assistants, and that's usually like a couple months course. And you actually do hands-on experience with your patients. And then there's the vocational nurse, which you'll hear licensed vocational nurse in California and other parts of the country. It's called licensed practical nurses. And those are nurses that do a lot of basic skills, and they actually function under the an RN or a physician. And then there's our program, which is associate degree nursing, and they become a registered nurse once they pass their NCLEX. And then there's also what they call the Bachelor's of Science in Nursing route, where also you go ahead and take the NCLEX and become an RN. But the difference between an associate degree and a bachelor's degree nurse is the associate degree, the bachelor's degree nurse gets a lot of leadership experience and knowledge, and also they get the public health nursing. And those are two areas that are not covered in an associate degree. So they go for like another year. So a lot of my students go back and get their BSNs. In fact, we encourage it to get their BSNs. And there's a BSN program, you know, Simpson University, Chico State. We also, some of them go to Chamberlain, University of Texas, Arlington. So there's a lot of online courses. In fact, Shasta College has a great program for all the people that want to go back and get their bachelor's degree. They will assist students that are going back and getting their bachelor's degree with resources to help them to get their bachelor's degree. In fact, I have some of my current faculty are my former students that went back and got their bachelor's degrees and are now working for me in the nursing program that actually taught.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It is so exciting to have my former students working with me.
What is the what's your hire rate at a school? In other words, how many people can find a job?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
What kind of salary are we talking about, like entry salaries?
Usually your entry salary is going to be between $40 to $50 to $60 an hour. Down in the Bay Area, it's much higher, but it depends on the locale. There's a lot of competitiveness right now, And I will tell you, even some of the smaller areas like Trinity, Siskiyou County, Mayors, MoDoc County, they're paying a lot more because they're having a hard time finding nurses to relocate to these areas. And it's a lot cheaper to pay higher prices in some ways than get like a travel nurse, somebody who comes in a temporary thing.
The traveling nurses get a lot of money, too. I mean, you see them come rolling in for a month or less and then move on to their next spot.
Yeah. Like and that. We had a lot of traveling nursing, especially during the pandemic, but it's kind of slowed down a little bit.
Okay. We're here with the Shasta County Associate Degree in Nursing Program Director, Brian Busk, and Zach Winchell, who's a third semester ADN unit.
From Shasta College.
Yep. And I want to remind everybody that Reading Community Builders is having a golf tournament at Tierra Oaks on the 12th of October. And if you'd like to sign up for that and help raise money to support the new Regional Cancer Center, give Eric Dews a call at 530-515-8011 and find out how you can register to play or register your team or, you know, help out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, MoDoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations.
so huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits, the baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip Benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Well, it did, she
You're
started.
You're finally on fire.
She started a different. Yeah. She started in a different spot on the song, and I was confused.
She went from the very beginning.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, hey, welcome back to our last segment here on Free Fire Radio. Our guests today are from Shasta College and the nursing program there. We have Brian Busk, who is the Associate Degree of Nursing Program Director, and Zach Winchell, who is his third semester student. And there are other organizations around here that y'all team up with. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We are, you know, we have to have clinicals. We have to have a place where we can go practice and learn how to be a nurse. And so Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Medical Center, we have also St. Elizabeth Hospital, Fairchild Medical Center, all the way up in Wairika. We also go to Trinity in Weaverville,
yep.
Mears Memorial. And we go to Crestwood, which is our mental health facility, RESPAD. Where else? We go to our skilled nursing facilities as well, Copper Ridge and a Marquee.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to all these places to get a wonderful experience for our patients, I mean all our students, so they can learn how to take care of patients. We go to Mercy Family Health Clinic, and right now I'm trying to secure other spots so that our students will have a more areas where they can learn how to be a nurse and be able to actually take care of patients. And it's always under, you know, other people. They're not out there alone, but we're working with them.
So what I'm getting from you today, Brian, is that you're like a guy who had, like a coach that has been around for a long time and knows how to play the game. The ins and outs of making the calls and helping, helping your players thrive, getting them to graduate, and all the after years, so many years of experience that you've had.
Yeah, I've been fortunate, actually, because I've worked at both hospitals in town, Shasta Regional and Mercy Medical Center, both great places to be. In fact, I'm still currently an employee at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm a house supervisor there. And also, because of, you know, like, know people at Vibra. And once you get to know these people, you work with them. And then I'm able to have them and just be with a lot of the students so they can keep doing the best. And it's just great having these partnerships with all these people so our students can have the best experience they can. And I'm going to just tell you, I'm very proud of my program. We are well respected in the community. Our Shasta College grads, in fact, you probably meet a lot of them that have been in several leadership positions in the area. I've also have my former students are also working with me now as instructors, which is so exciting. And I just am, I feel my purpose as a program director and all the faculty is to give back to our community. And the way we do that is to produce high quality registered nurses.
That's fantastic.
And this, and I'm just going to brag one more thing. We just had, we just had our, what they call, one of our standards is on how well a nursing program is what are called our NCLEX pass rates. That is our test in order to become registered nurses. And they just had a brand new style of it done. And right now, we're looking at a 97% pass rate.
My gosh, that is something to be proud of. You know, when you put your head down on the pillow at night, you just feel like that's an accomplishment, that hard work, having a formula that works. And I think the formula would be returning students that want to go back for that third semester, or the third, what is it called? The third BA, what's it called?
The BSN. BSN. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the formula of people that want to continue on higher education, being leadership positions. Now, I need to ask Zach, do you have any insights for anyone who's considering getting into the program?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, getting in is the hard part. But once you're in, if you do get in, which I have faith that you will, whoever you are, stay calm. It's easy. It's easy to grab your binoculars and look up at the peak of the mountain and get intimidated. But take those down and look one foot in front of the other. You will get there. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And also, one of our instructors always encourages us. It's hard to fathom having a life outside of the nursing program, but keep those hobbies if you have them. Play your guitar, play your banjo, go for a hike. It will pay off in the long run.
Yeah, banjo playing nurse. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're sitting there not feeling too good, and he comes in.
I love it.
One of our instructors is a banjo player.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's what, yeah.
All of a sudden, you got deliverance.
Ukulele.
You played in your hospital room.
Gosh, you guys,
are
this
you
is so informative.
Around? Are you staying around, Zach? Or are you going to go someplace else?
It all depends on the big guy, the honcho over here. I do have a clinical orientation for peds, OB, maternity. I'm missing right now. So I should probably hurry over there and, you know.
He'll get there. But are you going to stay around afterwards in the town?
Oh, yeah. In Reading. Is that what
yeah.
you mean?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like,
we didn't mean like, can you have some coffee and let's hang out? We just better you're going to stay in the area.
Who knows? You know,
okay.
Whoever offers me the sweetest deal, you know, I like keeping my options open. And there are a lot of them in this field, which is one of the draws to becoming a nurse is all the options.
Oh, but there's just thousands of jobs out there, tens of thousands of jobs all over the United States and other countries.
Yeah, and a lot of our students stay in town. And that's important because that's the part that keeps telling me we're giving back to the community. And even though the ones that don't stay in town, they're still giving back to the healthcare and to the good of everybody as well. Because we have people, our biggest need like right now is Siskiyou County is more nurses. And knowing some of our students live up in that area and working up there is a wonderful thing as well.
Well, we appreciate so much. We've just got maybe 5 minutes left. Let's start with, how about, Zach, do you have closing thoughts for our listeners?
Thinking about it. They're thinking about, you know, this might be something I'm really interested in. I mean, you're in the middle of it, so sometimes it's hard to they just told me to drain the swamp, and now I'm up here to my butt with alligators. But people that are kind of thinking about it, listening to the show, and thinking, yeah, you know, I wonder if I should do that. Have you ever thought to yourself, nah?
Well, I would say, you know, reach out to a nurse, buy them coffee, ask them questions.
And what would you say in the experience from the program that has meant a lot to you?
The faculty, the cohort, the community, and all the resources available have just been phenomenal. The front of the house, I mean, it is a dream to be in this program, and the support we have, the constant updates, and the instructors just have been the absolute best. They're with us every inch of the way, and all the experience and all the feedback and all the challenges they present to us, I'm so grateful for all the staff and my cohort, all the people with me, going with me, you know, tooth and nail every single day. I'm just grateful to be in the program.
Grateful to go in. And I bet you, Brian, I bet you feel like that's a proud papa moment.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to shout out to my faculty that I work with. We have the best. We have the best faculty. A lot of them are well-educated. We have 3 doctorally prepared nursing instructors. We have people with a lot of experience, and they have an excitement to be with our students and to teach them. And I know personally, as an instructor who's been doing this for over 12 years, the greatest satisfaction is to run into my students out there and see how well they're doing and what a contribution to the community. And also the other greatest satisfaction is I work alongside with several of my students.
Okay, now, how do people, if they're interested, get a hold of somebody? Say, you know what, I need more information.
So the best thing is do is go ahead and connect with one of our health sciences career counselors. They're the ones that give you a lot of the information about the nursing program and the prereqs and everything. And look on our website, and you can always Google in things about nursing to kind of understand it more. And there's also, and we have one in next Monday, I think at 5:30, we have an informational session that I'll be doing online. And we go over the whole application process on what you need to do to get into the program.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Brian.
Thank you for having us.
Zach.
It was really
and
great.
Peter for setting us up. Hey, I want to remind everybody, tonight at 5:30 in the city council chambers, they're going to be talking about the riverfront plan. They're going to be talking about the different facets of it. And if you're interested in finding out what's going to happen to the riverfront, please be there. They're going to explain it. And then at 7 o'clock, they open it up for comments. So for the first hour or so, they're going to talk about the plan, things they've gotten done so far. And tomorrow on our show, we have Turtle Bay. And who'll be talking, I'm sure, about
Garden of Light.
Here we go. And then Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're always good. They all the new things that are going on there. There are so many cutting edge technology leaps and bounds in the healthcare.
Yes, we do.